Alrighty. Hello, everybody. How we doing? Sunday night here at the Cactus. We got a great twin bill. We've got Jonathan Richmond, who's going to be up in a little while. And we got the one and only, give him a warm Austin welcome, Vic Chestnut.
I read the news today. Oh boy. And all of us here at the club earlier, we were struck by one story that we read on MSNBC or whatever it was, MSN. So I'm going to sing a song dedicated to this dude today who made the news. Fuck a little ducky in his hiney hole. Fuck a little ducky in his hiney hole. Fuck a little ducky in his hiney hole. With your pencil, pencil dick. Frig a little piggy in his squiggly tail. Frig a little piggy in his squiggly tail. Frig a little piggy in his squiggly tail. With your pencil, pencil dick. With your pencil, prehensile dick. With your pencil, prehensile dick. With your pencil, prehensile dick. And now the verse I wrote about the dude in the news today. Don't let a horsey in your hiney hole. Don't let a horsey in your hiney hole. Don't let a horsey in your hiney hole. 'Cause it'll perforate your colon. It'll perforate your colon. It'll perforate your colon. It'll perforate your colon. Okay, now I'm going to do a song off my record, Silver Lake. It's not autobiographical. But I was in marching band. And I did go to band camp. Wait, I forgot how it goes. Okay, now I got it. The first time I ever laid eyes on you was my first year at marching band camp. You never played the part as it was written. You
would always vamp. You would always vamp. You was always a cracking me up, messing with the band director, mocking the tuba parts in your upper register. Yeah, now in your upper register. If I knew then what I know now, if I knew then what I know now. Well, you shouldn't have even been talking to me, for I was just a lowly freshman, and you were the undisputed queen of the senior class. Without question, without question. Yet at the band hangout, Ruth's restaurant, we sat together in a corner booth. And we got our burgers for free, because you was kin to Ruth. Because you was kin to Ruth. If I knew then what I know now, if I knew then what I know now. You always had a little bit of something hidden in your instrument case. We would be practically making out on the bus home from the way games. On the bus home from the way games. Once you soaked a tampon in some serious vodka and then wore it to school. Second period science lab, I heard you fell right off your stool. Yeah, I heard you fell right off your stool. If I knew then what I know now, if I knew then what I know now. I didn't go to your graduation, 'cause I just couldn't find the strength. I had to throw my yearbook in the dumpster because it was haunting me. it was haunting me. The very next time I ever got to lay eyes on you, it was practically the next Christmas. And you already looked like a whole different person, just like my very much older sister, just like my very much older and very square sister. If I knew then what I know now, if I knew then what I know now, I still, I never ever would have seen that one coming. Never ever would have seen that one coming. Thank you. Now let's see. I think I'll do this song off of my record called Devices. I like to play this song. Everybody, when I play this song, people always go, I don't know what the fuck that means. Let me think. There's a lot going on in this song. I knew what I was writing about when I was writing about it. Now I forgot. It has something to do with a family. A little bit of incest going on in this family. And all kinds of other crap. Uh-oh, now I got a burp. But I'll play through it. Buses coming down the street, stopping at the homes of all your enemies. Double Dutch buses coming down the street, stopping at the homes of all your enemies. and the spotlight is hot, and it'll burn your fingers and dry rot the net under trapeze swingers. Hollow as a plaster thing, sitting on a radiator, toxic as a brass ring, the loquacious waitress made us leave. And daddy needs no more proof. Little darling fell off the roof. And vortex snapped into sharper focus. Slicing myopic bogus away. And double Dutch buses coming down the street, stopping at the homes of all your enemies. And double Dutch buses coming down the street, stopping at the homes of all your enemies. And the spotlight is hot, and it'll burn your fingers and dry rot the net under trapeze swingers.
Oh, well. Thank you. Okay, I might do this. Hey, Paul. Come here. Turn this like that. That's good. Push it a little closer to you. Okay, that's good. All right, here we go. I think I'll do this song now. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna do it, God damn it. Here we go.
Girls say, why you wanna do that? And boys say, well, I gotta leave. And girls say, watch out for your head. And boys say, why you wanna be a bitch. And girls say, can I get you anything? And boys say, hey, who are you trying to kid? And girls say, oh, I've got a headache. And boys say, why you wanna be a bitch? Oh, physiology is no mystery. A jigsaw puzzle is only a trial and error game. Yes, and girls say, today, and boys say, hey, hey, show me all your boobs. And girls say, I sure could use a back rub. And boys say, why you wanna be a bitch? And girls say, ooh, please be careful with that. And boys say, hey, hey, look what I can do. And girls say, please don't yell at me. And boys say, why you wanna be a bitch? Why you wanna be a bitch? Why do you wanna be a bitch?
About that. Okay, now I want to do a song off my new record. My new record is called Ghetto Bells, and I recorded it not too long ago with Van Dyke Parks and Bill Frisell in my band. Very, very fun time. After one particularly tough take, my backup singer, my niece, was singing backup. And after one particularly tough take, Van Dyke Parks told her, you wrestled that chicken to the ground that time. Okay. Like a puppy on a trampoline, what do you mean? Like a puppy on a trampoline, what do you mean? Like a puppy on a trampoline, what do you mean? Bewildered, we heard you laughing. What do you mean?
felicity. It is a vibration. It moves in a wave. You are a surfer on that clarion tone. I hope so. We know so. I hope so. We know so. I hope so. We know so. Well, I hope so. Like a salmon headed up a stream. Ooh, what do you mean? Like a salmon headed up a stream. Ooh, what do you mean? Like a salmon headed up a stream. Ooh, what do you mean? We heard you whistling. What do you mean? We heard you whistling. What do you mean? Contentment.
Thank you. All right. Now I think I'll do this song off of my new record. And Van Dyke, I've known Van Dyke for about 15 years. I've been to his house and drank wine with him a couple times. And when he came to play and we got together to play this record in the studio, he always said, "Give me a lyric sheet." And when I gave him the lyric sheet to this song, he read it and then he looked at me and said, "Vic, you're still fucking around." So I'm going to do this song.
Trying to clip the creek to the bank with a clothespin. Waterlogged system. Rusty spring, faulty planning, logic squeezed out like mustard at a corn dog. Hypertension is not wisdom. Leather straps, and trying to hold the sun. Still with a bobby pin, burn fingers, excellent conductor of heat. Private fantasies are not public policies. Christian charity is a toilie over my death boner. Busy work is not the Great Wall of China. Vanity bamboo hut out back behind the big house. And pretend is salve for whitey boy guilt. And furiously slapping at the moon with a cane pole. And trying to prop up the heavens with a fresh flat pencil. Some folks are allergic to rubber. I am trying to stitch this one to all the rest of them, but the seams will split. Collide and cleave. Neapolitan ice cream is never truly integrated until it's too late. And trying to stop the bleeding with scotch tape, platelet spoil adhesion. Fire up the cauterizing iron. It's a branding of necessity, and not scarification. Bliss was a pimple that I tried to pop. It erupted up and out on my countenance. Ugly eruption, Vesuvius. Ugly eruption, Vesuvius. Yeah, Vesuvius. At myself. Vesuvius. At myself.
Okay. Now I'm going to play another song off of my new record. Now, I'm going to tell a story about this song. Okay. This song was inspired by a couple of different things. Should I tell? I feel like Pete Seeger if I tell stories like up here when, I don't want to be Pete Seeger, not that there's anything wrong with that. But anyway, I will tell the story, goddammit. Okay, this is inspired by, me and my sister were both adopted, okay? Well, a few years back, her birth mother found her. And her birth father and her birth mother were young. And they did it one time, and of course she got pregnant. The next day after they did it, he went off to Vietnam and got killed. So, but his mom... Okay. Bear with me here, goddammit. His mom is, an old lady now or whatever. And she told my sister this story of her. When she was a baby, she was abandoned by her parents and buried in a graveyard alive as a little baby. And some caretaker of this church heard them screaming and dug her up and found her, and it was the only news that pushed World War I off the front pages in Georgia where she was found. When I heard this story, I was inspired to write a song about a baby who was buried alive because it was a deformed baby, and they thought, I'm getting rid of this motherfucker. And so they buried it. So that's the story of this song. Okay. Thank you. I'm surprised I made it through it myself. And so this is that story. Here we go.
As I was to ignorant people, too traumatized to take me home. It came in a car, left on an embankment, covered with pine straw. But instinct saved me. Something innate made my wet lungs scream with hate, scream with hate. And found as I was fixing a flat tire, he'd run 'em bald. The schemer looked down upon the screamer like buried treasure. He knows ticket to see. A little red ticket to see. Fate has been so good to me. You may not understand, how I can be thankful to be where I am, to be where I am. Cheery little number, I must say. Okay. Cheery set. Yeah, cheery. I'm allergic to cheery. Okay, I'm going to do this song now. I'll be selling CDs after the Jonathan show. I'm so honored to be playing with Jonathan. I can't believe it. He's one of my favorite songwriters ever. He blows my mind. I've seen him play a million times. First time I saw him was in the 80s, and I took some acid. And at one point, I just remember feeling something on my hand, and I looked down, and there were tears dropping on my hands. I was like, damn, I'm crying at Jonathan Richman. That's probably should have laid off the acid. Everybody lies. What's the big deal? It's impossible to know what is and isn't sealed. Faith is the lies we tell and tell ourselves. Life is the lies we tell everybody else. History is a daisy chain of lies. Humans love distortion. Common knowledge is a poetic device blown way out of all proportion. I look at the color red and say red. Everyone else looks at the color and says reddish. We all say we don't believe it till we see it. But so much happens between light hitting the eye and the assimilation of that data into conscience. The simple beam bending, our obscuring lens anomalies, or electrical distortion along the optic nerve. but more mysterious are the magnetic osmotics sloshing around inside that gray filter switchboard that is brain. It's miles and miles and miles and miles of rough road. Vital baggage is tousled or even tossed off the truck. Everybody sees it in a certain way. Everybody knows it as only they can know it. And everybody has things that only they can see. Understanding breaks down. Gulfs in agreement develop and concrete terms crumble. We all define the stuffs and stages of our world with terse tags and populist generalities. We all know a rose is sometimes a rose. But what fucking color is it? Everybody fibs. Myths are entertained. And delusions are encouraged or covertly ingrained. And faith is the lie. We tell and tell ourselves, and life is the lies we tell everybody else. Common knowledge is a daisy chain of lies, and humans love distortion. Civilization is costume reverie. Culture by coercion.
Wow, I haven't never played that one on stage before. Alrighty. Well, I guess this will be my last number. A cheery one, huh? Oh yeah, this is the part of the show where I say, somebody out there has got to have a fatty they want to give me after the show. I just know it. Somebody's got to have a little something fluffy for a poor boy who's so far away from home. Let's see. Okay. I'm letting it sink in there for a minute. Okay. Okay, I'm going to do this song. This song is called Actual Quote from an Actual Fan. And it is verbatim. As soon as the dude walked away, I wrote it down in my notebook. exactly the way he said it to me. And so here it is. Damn it, I'm going to burp again. Sorry, God damn it. Well, I'm a little drunk, but I love your music. My friends turned me on to it. Now I've downloaded everything I can find. At first, I didn't like it. I was so excited when they told me you were playing. I never ever thought I'd get to see you, and it was a great show. But would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod, please? Would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod, please? We knew the door guy, so we got in for free. That's why I don't have a ticket, or I'd get you to sign it. If I had some money left, I'd buy a CD from you, but beers are expensive in here. If I had some money left, I'd buy a t-shirt. But would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod, please? Would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod? Would you sign my iPod, please? But oh, I don't have a pen. Oh, can I bum a pen from ya? Oh, I don't have a pen. Oh, anybody got a pen? Oh, did you see him tonight? He was fucking great, wasn't he? And can I get my picture with you on my camera phone?
do I want to play? I think I'll do, how about something like, okay, I'm gonna do this song.
There's so very many ghosts out there on these streets. I always hate to ponder who's under those sheets. Every little thing is temporary. If I stay here any longer, it's gonna end up very, very scary, 'cause it's just a general freak that's a boiling in me. And I'm terrified what it's gonna dislodge. I've done shit everywhere that there is to eat. I guess it's time for me to get the fuck out of Dodge. I bent over backwards to misbehave. It's a holy wonder I didn't just flip on over into my early grave. And I showed my behind so very frequently. My dear old mother, she can't even recognize it's just a general freak that's a boiling in me. And I'm terrified what it's gonna dislodge. I've done shit everywhere that there is to eat. I guess it's time for me to to him. Get the fuck out of Dodge.